Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, but you must be 21 or older.
The VC Show, let's go. It's time to turn it out. The VC Show, let's go, let's go.
Yo, welcome to the VC Show presented by Caesars Sportsbook on Omaha Audio. I'm Vince Carter alongside Roz Goldunwoode. What's up, Roz? It's great to be back. How are you doing? What have you been up to this past week?
Don't ask me what I've been up to. Oh, who cares, man? Like, usually you're asking me what plane have I gotten off of, but I'm curious, like, you must be so jet lagged. You just got back from Abu Dhabi. How was the trip there? Well, you were there as an NBA global ambassador, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm still struggling with that terminology. Maybe not the global ambassador. Like, you know, when they introduced us at the game one, they were like the legends of the NBA and stuff like that. It was just hard to grasp. Like, that's like, I'm officially a retired player doing retired player things. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, and people like, yeah, it's been 2 years, but it's been COVID. It's been slow. Like, this is the first time actually doing some stuff for the NBA. And yeah, at first I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. Okay, like, this is real. Like, it's just, it was a cool moment. But I'm going to tell you the coolest moment, you know, they have, you know, we always ask, you know, players often about their welcome to the league moment. And I guess this is my welcome to retirement moment, I guess. As they were announcing us, it's crazy, game one, I was standing in between Chris Bosh, Isaiah Thomas, Grant Hill, there was me, then Dominique, and then Shaq. You know what all of these guys have in common? That's made me sit there and like, wow, every last one of them are Hall of Famers. Every last one of them are Hall of Famers. And that was like a surreal welcome to like retirement moment.
You know, maybe welcome to your future.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, maybe one day I get to be there. But I was like, it's just cool. Like, I'm like, that's when I was, I guess that's when all of that, like, the you know, the legends of the game. And I sat there, we walked out, we were standing there, and they were introducing the first three guys, which was Chris Bosh, Isaiah, and Grant. And I was like, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. And then I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I know Dominique, and of course Shaq. And it was just mind-blowing as I was walking out there. It's like to be a part of this and, you know, still to for people to show love. I mean, I know people show love. They're, you know, excited about, you know, my career and what I did in my career. But man, it's just like, it was just a cool moment. And, you know, I was making sure all of that Hall of Fame rubbed off on me. So hopefully I get that call. You know, that'd be so dope. But if not, I tell you what, man, it's just, you know, it, just to even to be thought about, consider it, you know, you're hoping down the line, you know, it happens. But it was just a great trip. I met some great people. It'll sound like I'm just name dropping, but like, you know, if you look on my IG page, Steve Harvey, Martin Lawrence, I mean, Fab was there, Tory Lanez was there. It was just like, it felt like I was in the States. Like, okay, why are all these people out this far, you know, 8 hours ahead, like just chilling. But it was pretty cool, man. Like I say, it was just, you know, we met the chairman. And when I say, like, you know, I've seen some pretty, pretty cool houses. But this man's house was sick. And it's saying a lot. Yeah. And walked into his home. You don't call that a house. You know, it's a home, his compound. And there was a real life dinosaur head sitting at the front door. And I'm just like, Chris Bosch and I were like, first, do you mind if we take a picture with that? And second,
like the
real really, where do you, yeah, where do you find this?
For the Raptors, but this,
like, this is it. Yeah. He actually extra dinosaur sitting in his front in the front of his house. I mean, at the front door of his house. I'm like, how do you call your assistant? Like, I'll be like, hey, Roz, I'm just curious to know, where can I find like a real dinosaur here? Like
a dinosaur fossil, like to have a fossil of a dinosaur. I wonder, what do you think that costs? Probably like $100 million. I don't know.
I don't even want to think. Like, and he had baby saber tooth tigers. He just had
like a live one. Wait, no, I'm
no. Saying. You're tripping. I'm tripping. But no.
Yeah, and then his foreign things. I don't even know. You could tell.
Right. His anime collection was out of this world. Like, he had every, from Bruce Lee figurines to Superman. I saw he had a Superman in a white outfit, which I've never seen before. Like, Ninja Turtles, you name it, he had it on one floor. That was just another level of just, it was the craziest thing. It was cool to be there. Did he ask
you guys for jerseys?
He did not. He had
all these cool
his things. His collection. He had Shaq, because Shaq does a lot of business out there. Right. You know, he had a lot of Lakers fan, but that's exactly what he had right there. But it was a little larger.
Up a
my goodness.
Skull dinosaur fossil, and it's only $1 million. I'm actually surprised by that.
That's still,
and it includes a jaw. What site is this? Is this Etsy? No, I'm just playing.
You're tripping.
No, Etsy has a lot of stuff. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Wow.
Okay, so
it was one of those. Like, it was that's crazy.
So maybe $100 million was too much.
That's the whole animal. But I'll close in this. I finished the end of the night playing 2-on-2, Isaiah Thomas and I versus the chairman and his best friend. Everybody, like all those names I'm saying, just sitting around, just ha ha ha, laughing and joking, shooting around. It was a cool night for everyone. So made some good connections, good friends. We'll see what happens. But I told him, I said, I would love to be back. I think they're doing it next year, and I'm hoping to go back.
I am so happy for you to have experienced such a wonderful time and things, you know. It's funny when you get to a certain level, like, how do you continue to have moments where you're surprised, you know, you've seen a lot, you know, or see something new or expand your horizons. And so, you know, you're just so deserving of it. The Hall of Fame, you know, I certainly hope is just around the corner for you. First ballot, baby. Let's claim it. Let's manifest it.
I'm all for it.
Person, though, literally, guys, we do this show. Every person that pulls up, it is so easy to get guests for this show because everyone loves. Like, Vince is such a good human being. Hall of Fame, first ballot human being. Also happens to be good at basketball. But I did see on Instagram, you posted all these pictures. Very cool. So Chris Bosh, Isaiah Thomas, Grant Hill, Dominique Wilkins, Shaq are, you know, your first photo on the court with them. And I'm just curious, like you said, you all were hanging out, like you're out there with the legends, man. So you are a legend now. So like, who was funny, you know, like who kept cracking you up? I got to say, it's probably Shaq, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the easiest one. Shaq was the life of the party. Obviously very popular everywhere he goes. Just a great person to be around. What else? I mean, Chris Bosh, for us, we were former teammates, so for us to kind of catch up and like be around each other, just reminiscing, have a good conversation. We sat courtside together with Isaiah. I spent a lot of time, a lot of the appearances I did was with Isaiah, so I've gotten to know him over the years, but we had a good time. Isaiah's a golfer, believe it or not, so, okay. You know, I got him out there. Grant's another golfer, okay. But I was out. I was in a zone there, Roz. I'm not gonna tell you. I played every day that I was there. Every morning, I told the NBA. I said, "Look, I'm willing to do whatever appearance, anything you want. Just give me that. Like, this is a great opportunity. I'm in Abu Dhabi. I'm not like in Florida, okay, where you know you could go. It's like it's just different soil, just different opportunity. And Abu Dhabi is good to me on the golf course."
So what can you break down to us as an NBA global ambassador? Like, what was the NBA doing in Abu Dhabi? What was the goal they tried to achieve out there?
So it was the Abu Dhabi Games, and it was the first game ever played out that way. And of course, in Abu Dhabi. And one would think that, of course, you would think they definitely have had a game in Dubai, but they did not. This was the first game. I think they said in like the Middle East, like it was just crazy. So to be a part of the first is pretty cool. And the vibe was, the arena was crazy. The vibe was great. Like, you know, obviously I think, if not mistaken, they have a total five year deal. So 4 more years, it will be coming. The Abu Dhabi Games will come back there for preseason. And I tell you, they're great hosts, wonderful people. Like when you talk about being at peace and just peaceful, and you're just not a worry in the world like that. It's that, and it's almost scary. That's Isaiah Thomas said that. He's like, he didn't have a worry in the world because everybody was so friendly that made him nervous, just because you know what we're used to every day. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know. And it's just they were just great hosts. It was awesome.
So the two teams playing were the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. We know a lot about the Bucks, but you know, perhaps there was an opportunity to kind of see what this, you know, new look backcourt for the Hawks would look like. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray had a really good game out there. Tell me what you saw.
Well, I'm going to tell you this first. I was curious just to see Giannis's approach, because they were trying to make that run back-to-back appearances to the finals. And you know, he said he was disappointed. And seeing Giannis and the jump that he's made to being one of the top players, I just wanted to see the tone he was going to set there. And, I mean, he was serious about his workouts. It was having fun, but it was no joking around. He's about his business as well. So he was one of the first that I wanted to see. And then, yes, I wanted to see. I was extremely curious. Obviously, I worked closely with the Hawks, played there, you know, and then now they're new team and their new look. And I just wanted to see what would come of it early. You know, I mean, obviously, this is, to me, I call it the honeymoon stage. This is still the honeymoon stage. Preseason is preseason. It doesn't count. You can score 55, 70 points or 2 points, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't go on, you know, the stats does not count. But watching DeJounte Murray play, I think if Trey allows DeJounte to be the all-star player that he is, good things can happen for this team, because Trey gets the opportunity to play off the ball. So now it's like swing, Trae Young, superstar scorer, all-star, now is doing his thing. And DeJounte Murray gets into the paint with ease. Now the lob still would be there. But now you're opening up with a, you know, a lob threat to a Kongwu, Clint Capella, or John Collins, and guess who's behind them? Trey Young now. Like, it's just if they can use. I thought DeAndre Hunter looked good. I thought their rookies, Griffin, the young fellow, I thought he looked good. So they have an opportunity to make some noise. I don't know if they'll make that deep run once again, but they're gonna make some noise.
Yeah, I thought, you know, one thing that stood out was DeJounte's stat line in the one he played. 25 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Mm-hmm. It's just,
yes,
he's such a complete player. Like,
and he's a wiry young guy, yeah.
Do you think this, I feel like last year he finally broke through as an all-star, but mm-hmm. this might be an opportunity. And I like that he got really strong system fundamentals from Pop. I feel like that was a good mentor early in his career. I almost feel like this might be his time to break out and truly shine with all the ways he can affect the game and also to have legit supporting cast. Like, Clint Capella is no joke. Trey Young is an all-star caliber, you know, top of the league type player. I think this might be one of, like, he might be one of the real breakout stories of the season.
I agree with that. It kind of reminds me everything you're saying, like Kawhi Leonard. Mm. Took all the tools from Pop and just took off and flourished, you know, obviously a champion away from San Antonio and just a dominant player in the league. I think he can be that because you think you take the disciplines and the tools that you learn from Popovich. And if you would set free away from the San Antonio system with that type of knowledge, dangerous player, man. It's a dangerous player. So and you can see he's excited about that combination. It was great to see all summer he and Trey playing together. So the getting used to each other thing has already been done. That's out of the way. So it's now let's just go ball. And now, I mean, a lot of them, John Collins also played with them. So, you know, that trio with some of the other guys have played together, been together. So that, I like their approach. Trey has been everywhere working out with DeJounte to Harden to Steph. So you could just see they're focused on getting better, obviously, individually. So I hope they can kind of mold that into good things in the Eastern Conference.
Absolutely. So, okay, very good, very exciting looks for the Atlanta Hawks and the Bucks. You know, Bucks gonna buck at this point. I want to tell you, while you were abroad, it's like, you know, the NBA is a soap opera that just never ends. It's like the basketball world exploded. And some of these top contending teams all came back with drama that's, you know, just feels really thick. When I think about the Nets coming in from kind of the offseason of KD, or the Suns kind of figuring out what's going on with ownership and having, you know, that cloud over them. Or you look at the Celtics and, you know, the heaviness of the situation with their coaching staff and Ime and beyond. And now the Warriors enter the chat. It is an on-court issue, but it feels like there's thickness to it. And so while you were away, and for anyone under a rock, the defending champion Warriors, the video scene around the world, I'm telling you right now, it's like whoa, Shams and TMZ right now, because TMZ dropped that video and the video made everything.
I have so many questions about that.
So Draymond Green punches Jordan Poole in the face at practice. And I would love your reaction, because we haven't heard it yet since you were in Abu Dhabi.
I was like, wow, because I was actually sitting at the chairman's table. We were eating dinner and that conversation came up. And then they were like, yeah, TMZ just dropped the video. And I was like, word. So seeing it and It was just wowing. I mean, you heard about it. You didn't know, but I'm just like, how did this get out? How did this get out? I mean, they wanted to handle it internally. This is a thing you don't want, but say what you want about Draymond. Yes, he was wrong. Yes, he admitted it. The one thing that I said respect to him for is that he did not immediately go to his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said in his interview.
How did that change things? How did that change things?
I don't know. I mean, I respected that. I respected that because every other situation, normally and typically, he would go. And that's kind of what I was like, okay, well, let's hear what he has to say on his podcast, which probably everyone in the world said, because that's what we typically or normally would see from Draymond. And he did not do that. And he made his first public interview with their media instead of by way of. And I thought that was, this sounds like a grown up, but that was very mature of him. You know, that's, I mean, that's how you handle that. So now, I mean, how does that change things? I don't know. I mean, he's like, he said some great things. He said some things. He knows he messed up. He knows how that affects the team, Jordan Poole's family, and so on and so forth. And he wants to repair the relationship on Jordan's time, which that's kind of how it has to be or should be. You can't force that. Like, I mean, he made his attempt. He extended his hand. And it's up for Jordan Poole to extend his hand back if he chooses to, when he wants to.
That's an interesting concept. You know, there's an opportunity here, or there's really something in the balance, and Jordan Poole at 22, 23, like, has a lot of control over this, over how the Warriors season moves on from here. And that, you know, lays in a young man's hands, how he decides to move forward. And there's a lot here. There's public, especially now that the video is involved. It introduces public opinion. It introduces outside pressure. It introduces embarrassment and ego. It may even introduce feelings he didn't have before the video was released. And now there's new things.
Because he has to hear about that being, you know, right, the recipient of that punch. Yeah.
How big a deal is it? Especially Vince, first of all, were you surprised at the video footage? Did that cause you to recoil?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that it was that it got released, and you know how and how that's what I'm saying. The fact that it got released and how it happened. It's just, you know, I thought I've been listening. I've been out there in Abu Dhabi, but I've been paying attention. I thought what Dame Lillard had to say was spot on. You know, it's unfortunate situation. You know, Draymond, you know, admitted he was wrong, but as a human being, male or female, when you're trying to get someone off of you in a situation, a heated conversation situation, and they walk up on you and you push somebody off you, you have to be prepared for retaliation just in case. Just in case. You know, you always protect yourself. Raj, you don't push somebody and then just sit there with your guard down. And, you know, just even if it seems like he's like, oh, he's not going to do anything. Cool. But I'm still, you know.
I understand, y'all.
And that's because they're teammates. And it's because they're teammates. I can understand why he said this. Yeah, hold on. I can understand that. You know, that's why he said he felt that way. But we're obviously, this is all, you know, we're assuming because we weren't actually there. I mean, I just saw video. I didn't hear any audio, if there was any audio.
And that's something Draymond did point out. He said the clip had me walking straight to him. There was no audio. It was as damning of a video clip as could have been edited. However, he did raise his hand and say, like, regardless of how it was clipped or whatever, it's inappropriate. And I'm happy to hear that from Draymond, but I'll just say, and first of all, I've come out, you know, on shows and talked about the importance of Draymond. But I will say, like, the video I was surprised. Not that, like, Draymond crossed the line, because he's had a history of doing that and then walking it back and fixing things. But you said, like, Jordan pushed him, and therefore he should have been ready for. I looked at that video, and what I saw was, it didn't look to me like Jordan was prepared to be swung on with that much.
No, that's what I'm saying. 100% agree with that.
So my thing is, let me finish.
No, I agree with that.
It looked like he was prepared to be swung on or punched, and nor should he be. Like, I get that fights happen in practice and scuffles and tussles, but like in tussles, like, I've been an athlete, you know, it's different than men and women, but you know, I know that practice can become a way, but I'm watching
still
gonna that
keep
video,
my eye on you though.
And I'm watching that video, and Jordan was not prepared for that punch. It's actually, he's lucky he's okay. Like, mm-hmm. He could have gotten hurt. He mm-hmm. didn't, and that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. But there's something to be said that, man, Jordan could have gotten hurt. And like, what if he did? Now we're having a very different conversation. And so like, I don't think he needs to be in his place of work or practice at all ready for to be punched or battle. Like, even if there's a scuffle, he's not in the middle of a ring, of a boxing ring with an adversary. He's at practice with his teammate. Why should he expect that somebody would swing on him, Ben?
No, I agree with you. It happens when you're around people for the amount of time that we are in our sport. Families fight. And sometimes they go that far. So, you know, and that's all I'm saying. So, I, like I said.
Have you seen this before?
Maybe. Maybe.
You don't got to say names, but have you
No, I'm saying maybe. I have, yeah. And you know, it never came out. But some of them were prior to social media. And a few of them has been, you know, not quite as extreme. You know, but there's been some altercations, some things that have come out that I was witness to that was, you know, that was like wowing, and it just hope it didn't get out. So, just so they can repair it. So I'm just saying, right. Like when you're in an argument, and like I said, I don't know, they're going back and forth saying whatever they said. Cause the initial reports was, you know, Jordan said what he said to him, he got under, Draymond's skin, and you know, there you go. So yes, took it too far, but once a guy, like, if somebody's beelining to you, I'm gonna get some separation, hoping that, all right, that's it, bro, chill, back up, give me some space. But I'm not gonna with it, and you know, you just gotta, if you would, read the room. If he's coming, you know, with anger and intent, I'm not gonna not take my eye off you, just in case. It's a just in case thing. That's all I'm saying, to protect yourself. Because like you just said, and I agree with you, if he hit him wrong, that could have been it. You know what I think of? I think of the Kermit Washington Rudy Tomjanovich punch that shattered Rudy T's jaw. And he was just coming to break up a fight. But Kermit was just throwing just because somebody's running. Boom. I just need to back up. So that's all. I'm just saying protecting himself at all costs, you know. Regardless of where, you know, your teammates or not.
How big a deal is this for the season?
We can sit here and say it's a big deal, which I think it can be. And you said something that I agree with. It all lays in Jordan's lap. It's all in his hands. And, you know, I would tell the young fella, take your time. Take your time. Because, like, I know he's trying to fight with this and figure out what's the right thing, because he's like, if I do this, what comes of this? If I don't do this, what comes of this? Maybe it goes away. I don't know, but it's not going to go away, because right now, every time the Warriors play, it's going to be talked about. And, you know, that's just the thing. So, you can't dead the situation either way, honestly.
Right.
Because when he decides on how he's going to decide, either way, it's going to be talked about. This happened. This is what he said. This is what he decided. He didn't want to have any conversation with him, or they made up, because then we're going to have our opinion. Like, oh, that couldn't be me. Like, we got to go. It's on site every time. Or, you know, that stand up, because the bigger picture is they're trying to win another championship. I don't know. You know, so it's different for everyone. Everybody handles it differently. And, you know, so that's it. And you are totally right. And I just want to reiterate this about Jordan's not expecting to be punched, but when there are practices, I've been face to face with guys when you get into it, there's a little push of separation. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, regardless, it's like, oh, we're not going to fight, or it's not going to be that situation. Cool.
Right.
Just in case. Right. Right. Just in case you get triggered, you're protecting yourself. That's all.
Right. I feel that. And maybe that's, you know, the lack of that reaction may be reflective of the experiences individuals have as they grow up. Maybe someone didn't have, you know, the experiences of how do I read people, protect and fight situations. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could also be a reflection of the trust of bond, security and safety amongst one's teammates at a place of work. I think if I would prefer to have an atmosphere where someone assumes they won't get hit than a place where they're on guard just in case they do get hit. You know, if I'm really trying to build team chemistry. But I'm at least thankful. Like, one of the things that I haven't liked in this conversation is hearing like just the quick response from athletes about, man, this is just, this happens all the time. Like, you know, oh, okay, so-and-so did that and won a championship. And like the athlete in me knows this to be true. The athlete in me knows I've got, and again, I will raise my hand and say often there are differences in between how things go down in a woman's locker room than a man's, but I will say there have absolutely been situations in my athletic career where I have gone to battle for someone that may have hurt me in practice, emotionally, physically, whatever, or that I'm not really besties with her, but I go to war for her, or even our turmoil made us closer in some ways. I get that. But I think that it's a little bit of a played rhetoric in the sense that, like, the year is 2022. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have evolved in sports. You cannot use homophobic slurs without trouble. You cannot harass women or anybody at the workplace. You cannot sexually harass. Owners are being held accountable. You cannot say hurtful words, N-word in an email or in casual conversation. You cannot, you know, be bigoted. And therefore, I think our locker room stuff's got to evolve too. The year is 2022. Like, we can't keep leaning on toxic locker room culture and being like, oh, this is the way it is. Like, I don't get it. Like some of y'all are comparing this punch to punches of 10 and 25 years ago. Can we evolve? Why does Jordan Poole, and now I'm about to be upset, like, why does Jordan Poole at 23 need to go to his workplace, get punched in the face, and then in 2 days on Saturday, come back to practice and be ready to play for a championship? Why does he have to turn it around that quick? Like, I think there should be therapists involved. Like, they should talk through this. I know there's a number of people who's going to be listening to me and like, oh my God, she's soft. Da, da, da. I don't want to hear that. Jordan was punched in the face at his place of work. There is physical and emotional damage. He does not have to quickly bounce back in the name of sport to go compete for a championship. And that rhetoric is old, played, and outdated.
I'm going to say I still think Draymond will go down fighting for his team. I still think, you know, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, when you were saying that, I was like, yes. You know, you were saying asking the question. I was like, yes, I do believe that. Two, we're seeing the result and not what led to it. So, you know, sometimes what I'm saying is sometimes, like, you know, like, it's like one of those, all right, chill, leave it alone. You know, sometimes when you crack jokes and everybody laughing and you got the group behind you, you keep it going. And sometimes you go too far. Sometimes you make your bed, you got to lay in it. I'm not saying that's what happened. That's all I'm saying. So when I don't know what transpired. We just know what finished, what ended. Well, what ended, meaning that punch. And, you know, clearly something was said. There's some back and forth. Clearly something Jordan Poole has said got under Draymond's skin, which caused him to charge. And, you know, everybody had.
Draymond said he's going through things and hurting, and therefore he hurt someone else. I'm not sure Jordan earned this punch.
Well, okay. He hit a nerve. Regardless of, you know, that he hit a nerve. And sometimes, you know, when you're the butt of the joke, you kind of, like, after a while, and if you're going through this, it's that what triggers whatever. All right, chill. Oh, you're not going to stop. I'm going to make you stop. It could be one of those things. And he just, you know, he just snapped. So, like I said, I don't know. It's just, we're just throwing out, you know, ideas of what we feel could, you know, what could have, the could haves. And I don't know. It's just, and I just wanted to say that going along, you're absolutely right. Jordan Poole does not have to deal with this going to work. But sometimes, like my grandmother has always said, if you make your bed, you got to lay in that, you know. So like you know, you can continue to antagonize and just once you hit a nerve, sometimes you got to throw your set up. You got to defend yourself. That's all I'm saying.
No, I understand. And I definitely appreciate your insight and like point of view on it.
That's why I think a lot of these players are saying, oh, it happens in the locker room all the time. Meaning the competitiveness, talking trash back and forth in drills, in like live action. Sometimes it gets heated, whether it's, you know, a guy tries to take a shot, take a charge where you feel like, oh no, you tried to undercut and get dirty. And then it just, boom, it gets up to a push and like, bro, you know, they have to be separated. And if you watch the video again, I cannot think of the coach's name right now, but one of the coaches sensed something was about to happen and he was trying to walk over there kind of like, Draymond, chill. So sometimes, you know, you can sense it. So that just tells me it was back and forth conversation already to where you can see where they're close to getting to that point. So that's, you know, that's just my opinion.
Right. No, I appreciate it. And you know, I'm laughing because I'm like, Ron Adams was standing right there.
Yeah, that's his name. Yes.
No, Ron didn't. I don't know if Ron even made a move. Ron was looking like.
No. But, you know, he was like, you know, I'm not going to jump in that.
But you know what? And we'll move on real quick on topics. But I did appreciate. So Steve Kerr made a point of it to tell the young players in a press conference. They said, well, what did you vocalize to the team or the young players and their absorbing of this? And he told them that this is not normal. And I thought that that was fair, especially on a team where Steve Kerr's the coach and everybody's throwing it back to, well, Steve got punched in the face by MJ. Dog, that was almost 30 years ago and ain't nobody in this league Michael Jordan. Like, you know, like we need to evolve. I think just like we're evolving so many of our workplace behaviors, maybe getting punched at practice in the face with such force. I'm not trying to say.
Yeah, that's not an everything thing. No, you're right, Rod. It's not an everything thing.
Right. Maybe we should be able to raise our hand, just like Steve Kerr did to his team, and say, you know what? This is not normal. And anyway, you know, there's different perspectives on it. So that's all I had to say. But I hope that Jordan is okay. I'm very thankful that he's physically okay. Anything
clearly he is much worse. Because he was still out there bopping people, right? And doing like, I was like, oh, he's good. And that just, that says a lot about him though. Like it happened and he didn't shy away from it and did not not play. He came out the next day and still was Jordan Poole in his bag. Like, hey, and that made people like, oh, he's good. You know,
I'm always paying attention to who is telling the story. So he made a statement with his play. Then in the aftermath, have you seen the quotes coming out of the Warriors camp? From staff, coaches, everybody, language discussing his long-termness of the Warriors, language discussing his earningness of long extension, his money coming to him, language that is supporting him without isolating Draymond, but letting it be known we support and we'll pay this man in validation as well. For Draymond, he wants his extension. There's just not only so much money to go around. You know, it is not.
What are you saying, Ross?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Ross? What exactly are you saying? You saying something. Look, but what are you saying?
No, I'm saying nothing. I'm not saying anything.
Respect.
Look, always ask, who is telling the story? All right. So speaking of stories, the man.
And that's how we're going to end that? That's how we're going to end that? Right on. Okay.
The VC Show, let's go.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app ever, and honestly, the only one you need. It's not just about the big bonuses and boosts and promos that you get. It's the fact that every time you bet, whether you win or lose, you're earning towards the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. That's because when you download the Caesars Sportsbook app, you become a Caesars Rewards member, and that means perks. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
Go ahead. What you got?
Okay. So the man who stole the show and became the story in Vegas was the young Frenchman, Victor Wembanyama, 7'4", Frenchman. And I know all my Africans want me to make sure I say this, also of African descent, I believe Republic of Congo. And our producer will double check that. But I've had a number of, you know, I'm African, I'm Nigerian. They always say, oh, how come everybody gives, when somebody's successful, they say the European side of them, but not the African. I'm letting you know his descent is of the continent, the motherland. But he is a Frenchman as well. And, anyway, what did you think about him? Because the hype train is in. It's all we talk about. I posted a picture with him on the gram. He's so big.
I did
see
that. I saw that. I saw that. I mean, I think he's nice. I think he has game. I think he can do some great things. I want everybody to pump the brakes and let this guy get there first. They're already saying, they're putting a lot of pressure on him to be all-star in the hunt for MVP once he steps foot into the NBA. Like, they're saying, like, he can end up being the greatest player to ever play the game and stuff. I heard, like, little comments. I'm just like, whoa.
Nobody's going. People are saying he might be the greatest NBA prospect ever, which I think is a fair comment, because it's not saying he's going to be better than LeBron or MJ. They're saying as he heads into the NBA, is he the best yet? Perhaps a word that they could use is he the most unique NBA prospect yet? I don't know. What do you think is the right way to package him heading into the NBA?
Call it for what you see. Call it for what you see. And let's just see. Like he, like I said, here is a highly touted prospect that goes up there with the LeBrons, with the Zions of the world, you know, coming in. You know, like I think he has that hype right now. And let's just see. And because it's the difference. I mean, you can look at guys like, oh, he's going to be fine in the NBA. But at the same time, some of those guys that we tout to be this, they struggle early. And it just all depends on what your mental's like. Because you can have great players that are great until they don't succeed. Or they failure hits them quite too often and it just attacks the ego. I think of, you know, and one of my guys, I think about like great free throw shooters who's great. I think of Nick Anderson when Nick missed those free throws against the Bulls, if I'm not mistaken. And then from then on, he had a mental block. You know, it just, and I'm not, I mean, it's just, just an example, you know, so I think he'll be fine. I'm talking about 7'4" pretty much to say he's a small forward, maybe a shooting guard. And that's today's game. He fits today's game. And if I'm a parent, if I'm a coach and you have a young man that you feel like a diamond in the rough, I don't care if he's 5'1 or 6'1 at a young age. Work on his ball handling skills. Work on his abilities. No, I don't care. You know, a big guy, that's what they did with this young man. You could tell he's had guard skill training. He shoots the ball with ease. He has the fadeaway. He's not awkward. You know, that's the thing. More than anything, is he's thin now, but you know, can he handle the physicality? Can he handle the up and down? Can he handle the 82 games to go with that game? Because he has it. He definitely has it.
So you're saying you're not ready to give him all the flowers?
We're giving the flowers of an NBA superstar already? No.
I feel that. Okay.
I want to give it to the rookie next year. Because I want to see him play. I want to see him do his thing. And he showed a lot. He showed a lot, you know, as far as his ability and being able to handle the moment. Because, it's no secret. That game was about him being on that stage, not anywhere else, being in the NBA setting, and he handled it. Mm-hmm, he handled sure it. You know, so
with him, very sweet, a nice combination of confident in himself, but also, you know, respectful, sweet. You know, just everybody who's spoken. I was talking with Rudy Gobert. I was there sideline doing the Timberwolves Lakers game. And
he made Rudy look like a little guy.
He made Rudy was 7'1", made him look small. But yeah. And let me tell you, thank God Wembanyama spoke to us during the game, because it was one of those games. They were down, Lakers down 25. They were not playing LeBron, AD, Patrick Bev, or Russ. And we were like, and then by the second half, there were no starters for Timberwolves playing. It was a nice opportunity to see a bunch of guys scrapping for them, you know, just showing what they
those
could
positions.
Do. That,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That was on display. But Wembanyama came and spoke to us and just sounded like a nice young man. And I spoke with Rudy Gobert about him, French connection. And, mm-hmm. you know, he just said such wonderful things. He's like a little brother, student of the game, always asking questions, right combination of confidence.
I love it. I'm sold. I'm sold.
So let's see how it goes. But
I'm sold by that.
And, you know, of course, the NBA wants to start to groom the next superstar. As LeBron is on his way out, they want to start to build up a hype train around somebody. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised to see.
So they're off Zion, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. Look, stop.
Oh, my bad.
First of all, I am very excited.
It's a question.
About Zion. May he stay.
It's a question.
Zion stay healthy and get to show his potential, because everything he has shown when he is healthy is that he is that guy. Yo, he has been a stud. People don't ever put him in a flop box, because when Zion has been on the court, it's been fireworks. It's been showtime. Anyway, let me get off my soapbox.
I agree.
Let's go home, man. It's time. You ready, Vince?
Let's go. What you got? Yeah, I know you got some more. What you got? Throw them out.
No, that's it. We done.
That's it?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
You want to hang out more?
Yeah, what else?
You were tired. No. You just got back from Abu Dhabi.
I got my second win. Let's get it.
I got you riled up.
Yeah. No, but I will say this. I hope the young man stays healthy. I hope he continues to grow. I think, like you said, he's confident, and I think he had a great showing of what he has to offer. And, you know, everywhere you turn, you're reading about him. But I hope he continues to get better leading up into the draft, so there's no doubt when he gets to the NBA. Every young man struggles a little bit, but it's just, you know, that target is going to be a little different than most prospects coming out once they get there. That's why I said that. I mean, I just want to just give it time. You know, he said he's a nice young man. He's great, but we'll see how they can handle being that guy in that league. The NBA is, you know, it's like you said, you know what we're dealing with, different breed. That's because there's going to be guys like who we already talked about, Draymond Green, who's licking his chops. We're like, okay, he's this. Well, let me just show the young fella that this ain't that. You know, Giannis, you know, there's other people that, you know, he's going to have to see, you know, that's,
you, have
you know.
To unseat that, the throne. There's people current, the throne is occupied. You're going to have to unseat them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure he's up for the challenge, but he, right. You know, it's one thing watching these superstars on TV and having your opinion. But it's another thing when you have your 10 toes on that hardwood court having to guard or watch these guys do what they do as well.
Absolutely. Well, we hope for the best. And Vince, thank you. It's so good to see you from Abu Dhabi. I hope you get some sleep tonight.
No, I'm good. I'm good now.
It's like really late where you are, and you should be getting sleepy, and you look like you could go run a mile right now. So
I know, right? I feel like I could go shoot a couple of jump shots, you know, until I accidentally close my eyes, and then, you know, it's over.
Hey, Vince, yeah, maybe one day we'll go half and half on a dinosaur fossil, since they're going for $1 million. I thought it was
$100 million. A cool million. Go for
look,
a cool
that's
million.
Actually, for some of y'all legends, that's attainable. I'm not even going to hold you.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you this:
could really go half and half on a fossil of a.
I mean, dinosaur. That would be a great storyline, you know. But like, okay, if we go half, who's keeping it at whose house, and how are we gonna transport that back and forth? Hey, I need that fossil. Can I get that in the next week or two? For one, for two,
no.
I don't know where to put that.
It would definitely have to be a raptor, though. It would definitely have to be a raptor. So
yes, but I don't know where to put that.
And then you could put your jersey on. Okay, it's time
you're
to go.
You're like, go. Yeah, it's time.
All right,
we
good
out.
Night.
It's a pleasure.
Hey. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.